non-gunmen.
No, no, non-gunmen.
No, no, non-gunmen.
No, no, non-gunmen.
We need security.
We need security.
Yeah, I'm by the name of Good Handro, a student representative. We are here today with all these banners. We need security along Juba Bore Road. Also, let students have freedom of movement. Then also, when will unknown government stop or be known? Yeah, we are here protesting of what had happened to our colleague. Our regular student, as he was coming from Juba to resume his regular lectures, a third-year student by the name Albino Ring Majak. Oh, it was on Saturday evening that incident happened, and he was injured. And up to now, I'm speaking to you. His condition is critical in Juba Teaching Hospital. We are here to express our concern to the government or whoever in charge that this road, it has not happened to him alone, but it do happen always and always. As we as a student too, we are almost to do our exams, and 90% of us are using this road. If attention is not put, then I'm sure it will cause life of many people, not only students, but also the people of Jungle Estate.
Why do you think your protest matters to the government?
It is matters because it was them. We are here as a government, a university belongs to the government, and we are here because of them, of which they have to put attention so that most of us also will be here with the free movement. If non-government also is to be discovered, we need government to put accountability on those and non-government.
How critical is the condition of your colleague?
For now, he is somehow okay, not like on Sunday. At least now he's somehow recovering, and we wish him quick recovering.
How many gunshot wounds did he have on his body?
He was having only one.
Okay, so now you're protesting. I can see you have blocked the major road connecting the town to the airport, and I've seen vehicles of the military, others of the commanding officers of the divisions returning back to base. What message are you trying to portray to the state government and the people of South Sudan?
Yeah, the message we are trying to put now, we wanted to tell the government and the state government so that with the peaceful or stability of the nation will go ahead. And therefore, we urge government to come out with the issues of accountability. The issues of ungunment and non-gunment, it has become a real song of which every South Sudanese, young or old, now has become to know it. And we wanted to delete this song out by making this peaceful demonstration, and also a government to put much attention on the Juba Bore Road, and not only Juba Bore Road, all of our roads connecting to the cities, or all the roads connecting the different parts of the nation.
Juba Bore Road is the lifeline of the people of Greater Jonglei. Do you think if there are ambushes, killing of innocent people, women and children on this road, do you think it matters to anybody?
Why not matter? If the citizens are losing their life, then as a government, who are you without citizens? If it does not matter.
A week ago or 2 weeks ago, there were people who were also murdered on Juba Bore Road. No one has been apprehended, neither has anyone been brought to the court of law, because the unknown gunman remains unknown all the time. Do you think this time there's a need for accountability, especially after the signing of the revitalized peace agreement?
Exactly, and that is why we are here today. We need government to come out with accountability. We are here not protesting that because only of our colleague, but we are protesting too for the safety of all citizens in the nation.